sports betting show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tony.
Boom. Boom. That man right there. Now go. There it is.
There it is. Nailed it, Mitt.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station of beer and water.
What? Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Over his left shoulder, right, if you're looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Brown.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know.
Your hair looks great today.
Thanks. It's actually kind of rushed.
What are we doing?
We got growing it out?
Or are we staying this length? Or we?
I think I'm staying this length.
Okay.
Should I grow it out?
You should do the undercut, Bruce. I've been saying it forever, but you really should.
It's like
what?
It's like the undercut.
What's that?
Like short on the side undercut.
Oh, dude, you actually missed me get a fade basically involuntarily, and I was pretty traumatized about
really?
It.
Really?
Wait, when? Yeah, I looked terrible.
When is this?
When?
It was just like a three on the sides. The guy just took some buzzers to my head.
What the fuck?
That's not a fucking game, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You got fucked on the Texas special last night, by the way.
Yeah.
That was absurd. The Rangers blew it. The Rangers blew it in the ninth. Then they went up in the 11th. I was like, okay.
Yep.
I went to bed. I fell asleep.
Dude, we're good.
I woke up in the morning. First thing I saw, I'm like, oh, no, folks.
Yep. I did the same thing. I was listening on the radio, listening to the top. They scored two. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll go to bed on that note. Dude. And then wake up. Boom. No.
They've lost five in a row.
Ish.
Astros are live right now to win that division plus 150.
Hey.
Yeah, they seem like they're about
rolling.
They're
just gonna win forever, dude. They lost Verlander and he just came back halfway.
And he's on the bump tonight.
I had the Mariners and Dad's money line parlay, which came home.
Yep.
Who lost? The Sox lost for me.
Yeah, that was sheet.
Someone else. And then one of the
Cubs was a no sweat. Cubs were up 4-0.
There it was. Thank you.
There was another no. Oh, the dads were no sweat as well.
Yes, they were.
And the Ravens lost.
And the Mariners were no sweat as well.
Ravens lost.
Mariners are hot.
What was that?
Mariners are really good.
Oh, yeah. As soon as Ravens money line came out of all our mouths. Well, I didn't know the fucking football team was starting playing all their fucking guys.
I love what
for half.
Sam Howell. Nobody. That was honestly, that was a good football game from start to finish.
Yeah.
It was actually.
It was literally like last drive of the game. Like both teams were trying to win that game.
Yeah. It was a little slow first quarter. Well, Zay Flowers had the first touchdown early and then was slow. And then I think they scored like 21, 24 points something in the final like 5 minutes of that second quarter. They were going back and forth. That was when, what's his name, was getting interviewed. It was a good interview.
Josh?
Josh, the owner.
The old two-finger handshake?
Yeah. That's what he was getting interviewed.
I might start that doing awesome, that one, dude.
To be honest, if we would have known the football team Stars were playing a half and the Ravens were playing none, probably would have leaned that way.
I still die.
Especially
with
Huntley. Huntley's out, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Huntley didn't play.
Yeah, he's hurt. Okay, so, but so far, the news out of preseason so far, I think, for this week is... Feels like a lot of starters are going to play.
Yeah. Steelers line is fucking switched completely.
They have the Falcons, so is that there? They assume the Falcons guys aren't going. But yeah, Steelers, Mike Tomlin said, if you're healthy, you're going to play. Okay.
Caboli said last year, 50%.
I find it fascinating to not play Richardson against the Bears and then roll him out there. I know you're going to have your first string offensive line with Anthony Richardson, but to roll him out with the Eagles and Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter and those guys, it just... kind of breaks my brain.
If they're playing their starters, the Eagles.
I understand what you mean.
Well, even if they're not, like those guys are still gonna Nolan Smith's still gonna get reps.
The hell's gonna trade for Jonathan Taylor?
The Dolphins.
Probably the Dolphins.
I don't want
that.
Where does he
I don't want it?
He's so much better than the running backs you have.
I like our three-headed monster.
Okay, well, here's a one-headed monster, and you can have a couple.
But you just drafted a running back with a second round pick.
He's hurt.
He's fine.
Do the Ravens have no space?
Ooh.
They got JK.
Yeah, but he's kind of limpy.
He's very limpy, and he wants a contract.
What about the Panthers back with Frank Reich?
That makes sense.
Yeah. They
just signed Miles Sanders.
Yep, and then in that, they already have
Sanders
seven.
Sanders is a 1 year.
Yeah, and in that, they already have a $7 million running back conversation. The Chargers' little earth and wind action would be sick with Eckler. Oh,
because they switched OCs because they want fucking Herbert to throw the long ball.
True.
Yeah, but, you know, Kellen...
I was running through it like I could see, like part of me thought the Patriots,
might be a Bill move.
Yep,
2-2.
You don't want to let Zeke speak.
Would it take 2-2s?
No, I think it would take one, like a 2 and a 4. I bet
it's not terrible.
And a running back maybe.
Vikings.
What is the
equivalent? But does he agree to the deal if there's no further deal?
It doesn't matter if he agrees to the fucking deal.
True. He's traded.
Yeah, I guess not.
He's on his rookie contract.
Unless he goes over there.
Dude, that would be sweet if he went to a new team still had his hoodie and sunglasses on. That's such a bad look, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just...
Like, there's obvious teams like the Bucks and Cardinals and Rams, but they're all bad, so they probably want their draft picks.
Yeah. And, like, through it all with Saquon, like... He had that instinct of like wanting to be a great teammate and back with the guys trying to build something. And like for JT to just not give into that at all is crazy.
Well, I mean, Saquon's already gone through the whole fucking contract thing.
Bears maybe?
Tagged again. Like,
yeah.
Flus was with him when he had that really good season. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, I could see that.
No, Bears.
Bears maybe. Khalil Herbert.
It's pretty close to the season here.
It's very,
yeah. You know what I mean?
It like, sure is. Seems like he's not going to play.
It's right around the river bend.
Maybe the Bears. I might lean there like a sleepy Bear or the Commanders. So
Jonathan Taylor was the first overall pick in most fantasy drafts last year. Where do you think he goes this year?
Average draft position around 15.
Tell me, is he on
15?
What?
Yeah, he's a second rounder.
Is he
no. No fucking way.
I mean, when my draft is going, is he on a team?
No. Still with the Colts. What do you do?
Get out of your head. He's off my board.
He's off my board.
So yeah, he's a second round pick. Like I have a draft probably this end of this week. What would I do?
Don't take him.
Don't take him.
He could be a league winner in the third round, but would you rather have him or like Jahmyr Gibbs in the third round? Probably Jahmyr Gibbs.
So it's known like in keeper leagues, Bijan is going first. That's what's happening.
Apparently.
That's wild to me. He's RB3 down there.
Fucking yeah, Justin Jefferson's up there.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but in like a keeper league where like most of the players are already.
So like a lot of keepers, you can't keep your first round pick.
Oh, really?
Some.
I've never done it. That was the first year I did it was last.
That's how ours is at least.
I would have won if
you. Like if you drafted him in the fifth last year, you get to keep him for a fourth.
Yeah, I've never played a keeper league. I don't feel like my mentality wouldn't change that much though.
Nah.
Keeper leagues are fucking hard.
That doesn't. All right.
That's fantasy.
We'll do fantasy Friday.
Yeah, a little fantasy.
Sorry, picks Friday.
A little fantasy with the champion.
Fantasy show.
Sorry, that's giving him a
fantasy tone.
Okay. Today we will do the Broncos and the Rams, aforementioned. Mm-hmm. We will do baseball. Any footy tonight or tomorrow?
No, we got nothing until
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, but we can do it on picks. We can do picks tomorrow.
Yeah, we got MLS.
For that. So we're just doing baseball and preview day?
There yeah, the U.S. Open Cup, by the way, which is the soccer on Wednesday, that's the coolest cup that we have. The fact that it's like FA Cup.
How do you feel about Pete? There's just no...
This is the one that the Riverhounds
were going through.
They actually lost to FC Cincinnati. Yeah,
the U.S. Open Cup is our coolest cup, for sure.
What was that? What were you saying?
I'm just trying to find the line for the...
Miami to lift, I laid 168.
Wait, so the Riverhounds?
Champion, that's semis tomorrow, though.
Yeah, too advanced, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
But like where, like I'm not seeing it under Major League Soccer.
Well, that'd be wild.
Okay. FanDuel's kind of a Hogwarts staircase right now. You got to just go to the search bar and search the team.
Make sure you shop around for the best line. Now, I don't know if you heard, we're not with a sports book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking over your shoulder which one you're on. It's become a bit of a maze over there.
Yeah, it is pretty
It's seriously though.
All right, let's do baseball for today.
The fucking Hard Rock.
I tried to log in last night.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Still no. I think I got a contact.
What happens?
I think I got a contact customer service.
Might have to make a call.
There's man. two of the big five.
Everybody in the deposit boy world understands that there are some payment processors that will process pretty much instantly or first thing Monday morning. You better have that. Others take like sometimes Naira Bets horse racing stuff. They'll withdraw like 5 days after you deposit if you deposit on Saturday. So sometimes they go in to withdraw it.
You double dip.
And it's not there. And then I get suspended.
You're the best, Bruce. The fucking best.
There's two of the big sports books who won't fucking verify my identification.
Yeah, so. DraftKings thinks there's like four map rounds.
That'd be one of them. That's one of them. I can't get in.
Can't get in either.
That's my problem with the fucking Hard Rock.
I hate to break it to you, but we have a social insurance number. We do not have a social security number. Okay. I can't get on to fucking much days.
All right. Good to know. All right. Let's do baseball today. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Baseball. Let's start in Detroit. The Cubbies are still there. Chicago is at Detroit. I have nothing on this one.
I mean, yeah, I'm going down with the Cubbies.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that was a side, but I didn't feel it today.
Have to. Okay. Have to.
I agree with you, Gumpy. That's definitely the side. I didn't play it, but agreed.
Okay. Rockies are in Tampa. That's a series you don't see very often. Ty Blotch goes against Zach Littell. Too pricey for me.
Yeah, I'm out.
Priced me out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call you crazy if you're laying the 1.5 with the Rays, but not for me either.
You fucking priced me out, okay? Giants, did they change their logo to all black?
What are you talking about?
If you go on ESPN's website, okay, and you look at like just the schedule for today, the last week their logo changed from the orange and black to just all black, and it's really throwing me off every time I look at it. Now I'm just voicing it.
Okay.
I don't know about fucking mobile, Bruce, but I'm talking about fucking
checking mobile in app right now. Scrolling.
What are we doing?
Giants we're looking for?
Yeah. 6:40 start tonight. Bruce can't find it.
Jesus, Bruce.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Anyways, for that game, I will be on the Phillies first five -138.
Who they got?
Giants, Phillies.
Yeah, who's going for Giants?
Oh, Kyle Harrison. I believe another opener, right? Do they only have openers?
I don't know if he's really pitched.
Can't confirm. Oh, yeah. There is a black logo.
I'm out.
Thank you. Oh, strictly straight black, right?
Yeah. They must be saving on the orange pixels.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's really throwing me off.
Or it's there and they just kind of fucked it up.
For that reason, I'm taking the Phillies first five -138.
Fair play.
Kikuch goes against Grayson Rodriguez, Toronto at Baltimore. I wanted to take Toronto, but I didn't.
So seems short for the Orioles.
Do with that what you will.
Put me down for the Orioles first five money line.
Yeah, I'm on the Orioles full game. They're actually my play of the day. They own an 8-2 record over the Blue Jays this season. Grayson Rodriguez has been better of late. I think he keeps dealing at home.
Okay.
Tonight.
Let's go.
I accidentally skipped over this one when I was handicapping. Josiah Gray versus Rodon.
No, we can just skip over it completely.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Rodon's got a 7-7.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he does.
So the Nats aren't the play? Is that where?
Stop it. Just are we out? Carry on.
No.
I think that opened -225.
Josiah Gray was doing all right, but in his last three starts, he's given up 5-4 and
5-9-6.
Wainwright, speaking of terrible.
Dude, that's got an 8.3.
Goes against Oviedo.
Holy fuck, dude.
Bucco's put it on him last night, but I'm not touching it.
Has the guy pitched a whole season with an ERA this high?
Wainwright?
8.3.
Yeah, he's had a tough last year. So, Bobby Miller goes against Syndergaard. Bob Miller's been real good. I'm actually going to go full game run line on the Dodgers here. Any way you can get them.
I will join you, my friend.
Bruce?
I didn't lay it, but you guys are right.
You don't like Dodgers anyway. You can get them.
I'm just not laying it.
Okay.
Not laying it.
Okay.
But I like it.
Mets are in Atlanta. Taylor McGill goes against Bryce Elder. Stayed away.
Yeah, Braves are getting close to unbettable here.
Tanner Houck goes against Verlander. Call me crazy. Back on him. They owe me money, Bruce.
Hell yeah.
First Sox, game back.
First five plus a half.
First game back for Tanner after getting a ball to the face. He got a metal plate in his face.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That shouldn't.
Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah, it shouldn't be in his head at all.
Tony!
Good luck out there.
It's literally in his head.
I'd love to ride with you, but I just don't know if now's the time.
Yeah, I think.
All right, you talked me off and I'm off of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that picture ball.
That was bad omen.
That was bad.
Yep. Don't put that on me.
Bailey Ober goes against Wade Miley. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Seattle.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Call me crazy here, but I feel like the wrong team's favored here.
Jesus.
I'm on the Brewers first five plus a half and +1.5.
Our record with when saying that is always good. So.
I don't hate that play though, Bruce.
Seattle.
I mean, to carry on there, the Twins are sub 500 on the road, and the Brewers are a good home team. I haven't bet on the Brewers since they ran the bases like a bunch of jackasses. So this is my first foray back, and they better not let me down.
Go.
Miley has a better ERA.
Yeah,
he's great at home.
Yeah. I'm getting close to joining you, Brewers. You almost talked me into it.
Seattle's at the White Sox. Brian Woo goes against Clevenger. I didn't take a pick.
I'm back on the Mariners here. First five money line.
Thought that might be the side.
Yeah.
Actually, this was nice. Handicapped it yesterday, and then it got rained out. So I already knew my pick. And then it's the Cincinnati Reds first five.
It's a hurricane, half. Tony.
Ashcraft versus Giolito.
Yeah, I'm on it as well. Giolito has been cheeks.
I had boots on the ground who told me it was just a little rainstorm. Okay.
I had boots on the ground, too. They said the earthquake was a little squally. wait, so you guys are both on the Reds there?
Yeah.
First five?
Yeah. Plus a half.
That feels right up your alley, Bruce.
Yeah, how's Giolito adjusted to the 938?
Not good.
Not good? I could see that.
Not good.
It's a little late, a little past his bedtime.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters what time Giolito's taking the mound at. It has been ugly out there.
Are we just as a group staying away from Royals and A's?
Yeah, that series is not happening. They're playing in a vacuum.
Anyone want to get their money back on the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, for sure. Texas first five plus a half.
I'm backing off the stove. Oh, no. I'm going to let him win
five
one.
Straight L's.
I'll take him in the rubber match.
I am away on that one as well, but I will go with the Padres money line. Blake Snell going against Lizardo, who hasn't been as good.
Right. Are the dads like back? What's going on?
They're not playing bad ball.
Catching steam right now.
Yeah, they seem like they're playing pretty well. Beat the shit out of the Orioles.
They're not playing the worst ball. I can tell you that. They're playing better than they were.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. What say you?
Somebody's got to.
They got to fucking catch up though.
Yeah, they're running out.
They need a strong
big push. Maybe a 10-15
strong August.
They should look into signing like Lionel Messi or something.
Something to think. So I am on the Phillies first five money line, Dodgers full game run line. Don't want metal face. I'm backed off of it. Right. Give me the Reds first five plus a half and the Dads money line.
I'm going Cubs first five plus a half, Orioles first five money line, Dodgers full game run line, Mariners first five money line, Reds first five plus a half. I'm going Dads full game run line as well. And then put me down for Texas first five plus a half.
I've got the Orioles full game money line, the Brewers first five plus a half, and the Brewers full game plus 1.5.
Oh, he's all in on the
Brew. We continue with our preview of the West, our final divisions in the NFL previews.
Wish we started in the East after Sam Howell's balling all over our face after we said.
Yeah, might have. I did say the Commanders under.
Yep.
Whatever.
This was a big Sam Howell show, though.
Well, yeah,
we've always been big on Sam Howell.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only he could play linebacker down there at Carolina.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I just want to let you know.
Bunch of traffic cones.
I know, give me the Ohio Bobcats, but,
San Diego State's a bit of a problem.
No, well, I finished the Excel spreadsheet today. I finished the Fifth Seal preview.
He's out on Ohio?
No. What
the fuck?
Guys, I'm just about to talk about another MAC school. Rocky Lombardi's back for Northern Illinois.
So
I wanted to fucking throw it out there.
Oh, dude, I'm not worried about Rocky Lombardi one bit. No, I mean,
Rocky Lombo's a dog.
No, I'm saying it's someone that we should bet on when they're not playing the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad
we're prepping. Dude, you don't want to be in Northern Illinois on a fucking Tuesday.
You don't know which one.
No, you don't.
Pardon?
All right.
That's where they are, right? Northern Illinois University.
Yeah. The Slukies.
The Wolves.
The Huskies.
Sorry. Huskies.
All right.
But they're red and they're black.
Red and black.
Wolves.
Yeah.
But they're Huskies.
The not North Carolina.
The red and black Huskies, which Huskies. Everyone else is a wolf with those colors.
Yeah, what we should do on tomorrow's show, I should just go through a list of quarterbacks who names that we know and say, hey, what school do they play for right now?
Oh, I love that.
That'd be like Immaculate Grid, but just with a bunch of idiots.
I'll start.
Not if the players, their former
school, if we say their former school, that kind of counts.
Do you know who BYU's quarterback?
No, that kid went to the draft line.
No, he's our sweet prince.
Slobodan. Yeah. I knew that. You gave me a second.
JT Daniels is?
He's at
Indiana.
Rice.
Good fit.
Anyone know where Michigan State's Peyton Thorne transferred to?
Didn't even know him when he was at Michigan State.
Starter for Auburn.
Fuck yeah.
War Eagle.
We'll do War List tomorrow.
I like Finley. I like Thorne.
Hey, he's all right. He's up and down.
Here we go. Don't answer this one. Where's Jurkovic from Boston College now?
I have no idea.
Bruce?
Fucking, I don't know.
He's coming back home. He's a Pittsburgh native. He returned to
he's a Pitt. Yeah. Fuck. Come on, Bruce.
I thought you'd
have a brain cell.
Oh, man. That's a fun game that I've been going through. I'll put together a list tomorrow. Yeah.
If you do a quarterback swap, you should have to schedule that team. Fuck these conferences.
You'll never guess who fucking Kentucky's quarterback is.
Fuck. It is somebody big.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck. I follow this dude on Instagram. I saw his picture.
He was my ACC Player of the Year preseason pick last year.
Oh, fuck. Who was it?
What?
North Carolina State's Devin Leary.
Yes.
Legend.
Yeah. He has arm fucking sleeve. Sick tattoos. Yeah.
Arm sleeve.
He's Michigan State's quarterback.
Someone new. I don't think it's true.
I don't mind.
Leary would have been a good fit at Michigan State.
Yeah. I mean, he'd have been a good fit a lot of places. We'll do more of that tomorrow. It's fun. All right. NFL preview. Start the Rams. Yeah.
Okay.
80-1 for the Super Bowl. 45-1 to win the NFC. Plus 1,000 for the West. 6.5 is the win total. Little win through, you know. Cooper Kupp, Skoronski. By Skoronski, I mean fucking
Skorinski.
Skorinski. You heard what's his name talk about it. The left tackle who we had on the
Whitworth.
Whitworth talk about Puka Nacua out of BYU has been looking good. You know, obviously Cooper Kupp. I like their offense. I like Cam Akers. If it wasn't for the O line, who is ranked terrible. So that's a little bit of a worry with Stafford and his back. And then on the defense, you look at that roster, that depth chart, and it's a lot of names that you won't recognize besides Aaron Donald and their safeties pretty much. I don't feel great about it. When I went through the schedule, it was a very much an under for me.
Yeah. It's a tough schedule.
6.5 is the win total.
That's a tough schedule.
I don't have them getting very close to that number unless
what if Stafford just
I just get the GM shuffle Lombardi's like I know the Rams were playing their twos, but who are the ones? They're all twos.
Yeah. I'm behind.
And like besides Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, you know, Aaron Donald, it is like who like they're all twos.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, they have 45 rookies on the roster or something like that.
Oh, that's good.
That's absurd. Well, that's how the Bears were last year. Guess what? They had number one overall pick. So for that reason, it's an under for me.
Yeah.
6.5.
I mean, you look
unless Stafford is lights out and the O-line is better and the offense carries them to some wins.
Like to even touch that, they beat the Cardinals twice, right?
Sure.
So I'll give them two there.
Okay.
I don't like him at Seattle. Don't like him against the Niners. Don't like him against the Bengals.
Colts is a toss up.
Yeah. Don't like him at home against the Eagles. Don't like him at home against the Steelers. Don't like him in Dallas. Don't like him in Green Bay. Don't like him at home to Seattle. Don't like him at home to the Browns. Don't like him in Baltimore. Could beat the Commanders at home.
So just say Arizona and then Colts and Commanders are
maybe that up. Niners game, last game of the year. Niners are
still. What are you gonna get, Darnold?
Yeah, you can't find seven, can you?
No, you can't.
Seven is so high. I will definitely
unless Stafford just goes banana land.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like if he gets Kupp gets the ball 37 times a game.
Yeah, but even in that prop world, I'd probably lean to Stafford under 22.5 touchdowns. Just like, can you keep him upright?
Yeah,
sure. Sure. They did win 5 last year.
They only won 5 last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to be worse this
and
year.
And Baker so put him on his back?
They won a couple games. They weren't
that supposed Thursday to. Nighter was phenomenal.
Baker, baby.
Yes. All right. So we're not very high on the Rams.
No.
No.
The Denver Broncos.
I'll give you a positive. Sure. Akers over 722.5 rushing yards.
I like it.
722? That seems low.
Yeah.
I like it because who else?
I like that.
If not him, then who?
Yes.
Broncos 45-1 win the Super Bowl. 30-1 to win the AFC. AFC West is plus 650. 8.5 is their win total. So for the Rams, I put under in all caps. And for the Broncos, I put no fucking way. I mean,
8.5, dude. I don't see this team getting very much better. Like, I understand, yeah, Sean Payton came in, but like,
I think they're going to be a much better coach team. Gonna be much better disciplined team.
Their whole line's still shit. They can't run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, is what's his name healthy coming back? The running back?
Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got some carry. I believe he got carries in the last preseason game.
He was very good.
He's very good. Jerry Judy's good. Cortland Sutton's good. They lost what's his name again? He got hurt again.
Tim Patrick got hurt again.
I mean, they have a really good defense. Let's say if the Broncos were to play the Rams, I would pick the Broncos 10 out of 10 times.
Fair play.
Okay. But
the
Broncos are in the AFC West, which I believe also plays the AFC East.
They do.
It's not so much that I dislike the Broncos.
I'm very concerned about Russ at this
point. And I am not sold on Russ.
So am I.
I thought his last year in Seattle sucked.
Yeah. There was a point where everyone was doing the let Russ cook that, like, 3 years ago now, the first 6 games he balled out. Ever since then, it's been pretty much what you've seen for the last 2.5 years.
And it's not like we're talking about Rodgers where it's like he'll have a bad game and then immediately find it afterwards. It's like he needs to run and improvise, and basically like what Sugar Sean was saying on Pat's show, it felt like when Russ was cooking, he was just blacking out and fucking in the zone, doesn't know how to explain what he just did. So I can't even imagine how hard it must feel. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that shit?
So
how am I supposed to throw a back shoulder fade to Tyler Lockett in the back corner of the end zone?
Dude, legitimately, like, Lockett knew how to catch those moon balls, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my no fucking way, 8.5, I even gave him a 2-0 start at home against the Raiders and Commanders.
I think doing the math, I actually do kind of lean to this over 8.
Oh, really?
Well, I do see that it is probably a head coaching upgrade. How big that will be and how it manifests, who knows. Kind of go down a bit on the defensive side from Averro to Vance Joseph, maybe a little.
Yeah.
Coaching. But, like, you know, if the offense is materially better and the defense is similar to what it was, they should be in a lot of close under games.
The only reason I'm still down on them is because it's the same story as last year. It's like every year. Remember last year, Russ was in his best shape because he gained a bunch of muscle. Now he's in the best shape of his life because he lost a bunch of weight.
Now, I know it's preseason, but their offense hasn't looked great in the preseason start. It's not someone, I don't know if I'm going to put an under bet in. I'm just saying it's not someone that I super believe in.
Yeah, I would lean on.
Are they 4 games better than what they were last year? They were 5-12 last year.
I think that could happen quickly, though.
Yeah. I mean,
if their defense, you know what I mean? Like, they were in pretty much every game.
I mean, think if Russ knows clock management and manages the clock, they make that field goal, and maybe they do go.
They were, an 11-win team last year if they scored more than 20 points?
They also have a coach.
Yeah.
Also a coach.
Like, it could happen like that.
It could. I just need to see, it.
For yeah. What it is tough to say without seeing it.
If this happens, I'm going to bet this under, but if this happens and Russ plays really good, Tony, what are you going to do when he wins Most Improved Player? Or Comeback Player of the Year. Sorry, not Most Improved Player. That's what the award
is. It is worth talking about.
I would have a conniption, Mitch.
if it comes down to it and it's like Russ is cooking, he's all the way back, and it's DeMar Hamlin and Danger Russ just going from sucking to being good, that is so ridiculous.
And they pick Russ?
Yeah. That would be crazy.
All right. Or like
Mayfield versus
Here's Russ. What happens. Fucking DeMar has like a 6 interception season. Fucking Mechie's got 900 yards. Okay.
Yeah. Like but fucking Russ is cooking.
Russ cooks and he gets the fucking comeback player of the year. Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
That blows it. Okay. That's it for today. Tomorrow we have the Chargers and Seahawks. I like those two.
Yep.
I think I'll stop that tomorrow more.
Interesting for the Chargers.
Good offensive team.
Need a playoff win to keep your job.
Man, that roster is
right.
So good. Oh yeah, yeah. That coach.
I also know that Billy Walters once said and does say to take favorites early and underdogs late
in the week.
But it does seem like the Ohio Bobcats +3 might be a thing of the past. So if you want to jump in there, might hurry up.
It is. Is there? Can you get 3 anywhere?
probably somewhere. I bought a point to 3.5, so I laid 140. It's a 2-star to open up the business. I also locked in Jacksonville State.
I also plus need one. To know if Rourke is playing or not.
He is.
He is officially?
I mean, why wouldn't he? Is he injured?
He tore his ACL, remember, at the end of last year for the Bobcats, and we had to go into the MAC championship with a backup.
Is he good? He's playing, Tony.
We do have... Oh, we got threes out there. At least that's what I'm being told. We can even get a 3.5.
Whoa.
Where?
Guess
where? The Hard Rock. Hard Rock.
DraftKings and Hard Rock. What is the cup symbol? Caesars?
Caesars.
Jacksonville State up to +1.5. Are you on Hawaii +17?
No, no. The real ad that I'm looking at, licking my chops, like, should I? Is this the worst bet I'll make all year? Is FIU at Louisiana Tech +10.5. That feels like a game that starts in 30 seconds in. You're like, why did I lay a 10.5 in this game? They're the same team.
Feels good. Like 30.5 might be short for USC.
Some of these fucking sports books, you can't even fucking get to the lines without having an account.
Without logging in, yeah. Walled garden approach. Remember, Twitter actually used to do that. You couldn't see tweets without logging in.
Really?
They had to make it Twitter.
Yeah, that was the first thing Elon Musk got rid of. The walled garden approach.
Never did. No, Ohio's on the actual site, Ohio's down to 2.5 on fucking Caesars. Yeah, I think they might all be gone.
Oh no!
Yeah, we're fucked. We're lying the juice.
Only 140.
I mean, I feel like this is a situation.
Billy Walters also, one of his rules was buy the half a point.
Yeah,
maybe just
there's no point now.
I mean, but also +1 what to pay, like
+112 money line compared to -108 +2.5 is absurd.
Like it should really be 135, not 142. When you think about it, it should be 20 cents. Why'd I pay an extra whatever cents,
yeah.
Stupid.
All right.
That's a 2-star for you.
Tomorrow, so Wednesday, we'll be back. We'll have footy. We will have baseball. We will have Chargers and the Seahawks. Maybe some more. Maybe we'll have some official college football. Who knows?
Ooh.
I mean, maybe Picks Friday, though. But
yeah, Picks Friday, but I'm locked in.
Yeah, I'm on a number.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it this number. See you at Picks Friday.
Are you still going to Ireland on Saturday?
I might listen to some bagpipes on YouTube.
Okay.
Just set the mood.
What time is that game at?
Oh, we also, hold on.
It's a day game in Ireland.
We need to 100% have the junkies on tomorrow for the Tour Championship.
The Tour Championship. Do you, though?
Whoa.
No, no, no. Whoa. I love DB. But like with the whole like handicap thing, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, you mean with Scotty's? What Scotty's 10 under? Is it starting at 10 or is he at 12?
I think 10.
10 and then seconds and 9. Yeah, it is.
Just explain a lot of that.
We will.
So Scheffler starts in first place
because he's earned it, because he's been the best golfer so far this season. He's number one in points for the tour final. He starts -10.
You can bet winner without second Scotty place Scheffler starts
-9. -8, so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's and tough to give Scotty Scheffler a lead.
You get a true handicap if you're actually good throughout the
year. If, yeah,
like
you earned it. A true
handicap is like what I would think of.
We get a fuck.
No, it's not like a handicap you playing with your buddies. It's like first, second, third,
no,
you
start at the score. Like, no, I understand that, but like a true handicap, you get the first, not, number one gets.
It's not a handicap. A handicap is when you try to make someone worse. You add weights to a faster horse.
It's not a handicapped wrestling match.
You get
it's
rewarded actually the opposite for what of a handicap. Season. Yes. Okay.
Tony, I have one more thing for you.
I know you do. Go ahead.
Tony, the only place that success becomes before work is in the dictionary.
One more time.
Yeah, yeah.
The only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Who do we got? Who do we got?
Sit on that, Webster.
Who do you got, Mitt?
It's Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, wow, another Vince Lombardi, Fordham's finest. Seven blocks of granite. Never forget.
Good luck.
God bless.
Never. Ah.